tonight, the Cloud of Dust and the Hearty, Hal Silver, the Lone Ranger.
With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. Mount the pass from the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I am Silver! Oh!
The sun had long since sunk behind the towering peaks of Sawtooth Range. The rich, rolling bottomland of Cottonwood Basin was a vast expanse of heavy shadow. It was there that the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined their horses to a sudden halt.
Oh, why we stopped here, Kimasabi? Make camp on prairie?
Steady, big fella. No, Tonto, I thought I saw... Yes, see that light just beyond those trees to the left? Getting brighter.
Look like plenty big campfire.
Fire, all right. Not that kind. We'll soon find out. Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Come.
There. Now let that be a lesson to all of you nesters. You're squatting on Diamond D cattle range. Get off.
You'll burn our homes, ruin our crops, and then tell us to get out. Isn't there any law in this country?
Sure there's a law. You're trespassing on cattle.
We are not. The land's free. We're homesteading here. It belongs to us as much as it does to Anson King or any other cattle rancher.
Guess you didn't hear right well. I said this is Diamond D range. We don't want you here. We'll keep on burning your shacks or you get out.
That ain't fair. You and your cowpunchers have burned everything I own. Now I've got no place to go and with a wife and two kids.
Should have thought of that before you come out here.
I speak for all of us. And I say to you that verily the wrath of the Lord shall reap vengeance upon you.
Wait a minute, Isaac.
Watch out, Kurt. That old Jesus reaching for a gun.
I'm watching.
You can't rob the
brothers. Grandpa. Isaac, are you hurt bad?
Just my shoulder. But it's bleeding bad.
I think I'll plug a couple more of you, sodbusters. Maybe it'll teach you to stay
off.
I
wouldn't do it if I were you.
Matt. A masked outlaw siding with the nest.
Who is he?
Who's the masked man?
I saw him before.
Where'd you dirt scratchers rustle him from?
Trying to scare us with a mask.
Maybe you'd like a little of the same thing.
I warned you not to use that gun again. Now get on your horses and ride. All of you.
You think one lucky shot's going to...
I said ride.
Go on.
I don't know who you are, but all of us farmers are sure grateful.
The man who was shot, is his wound serious?
Oh, it's a lot of blood. He'll be all right. That right, Isaac?
Blood on the land. Our land. And it's just like the good book says. The land can never be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it.
Now, don't mind Isaac. He's always quoting the Bible.
How about the man whose cabin was burnt? And the rest of you take care of him and his family until he can rebuild?
Sure. Men like as not Vern Pomeroy will make a loan to build another place. He's helped us before.
Who's Vern Pomeroy?
Land agent. Just about the best friend us farmers have got.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Come on, Toto.
Hey, wait a minute. How are
you? Oh, that's plenty bad. Farmer fellows have house burns.
Did you, big fella?
Trouble is becoming more common all the time. Cattlemen resent the farmers, and the farmers resent the cattlemen.
Well, West, big place. They both live here.
Of course, Toto. But in the meantime, it's just as that old man said back there. There's blood on the land.
Come on, Silver. Get him up the couch.
The broad acres of the Diamond D spread over most of the Cottonwood Basin. It was part of Anson King's dream that someday his son Johnny would be as proud of the ranch as he was. In the meantime, Johnny had other interests. Interests that Kelly, the Diamond D foreman, knew about.
Hello, Kelly. I was thinking of...
Howdy, Johnny. Your dad wants to... Say, look at him.
What's the matter?
Kind of slicked up pretty, ain't you, kid? Going courting?
Maybe.
Who is it, Johnny? That Afton girl is nesting down on Clear Creek?
You mean Clara? Well, what if it is?
Oh, nothing. Except her paws a nester on Diamond D Range.
That's not her fault. I'm going to talk to Dad about it anyway.
Kurt Slaughter and some of the boys fired a few nester shacks last night.
Yeah, I heard about it. And I heard the Terp got a slug in his hand with a Nestor Stick to Mass Outlaw on him.
Yeah.
Say, did you say Dad wanted to see me?
Vern Pomeroy, the land agent's in there talking to him now. You know how that makes the old man feel.
Yeah. If Pomeroy's in there, I'll wait a while.
Pomeroy, you know as well as I do. Those Nestors haven't any right to be on my range.
They have a legal right, Mr. King. The government says any American citizen can homestead 600 acres
Worthless
and have...
a lot of sodbusters... Dirt scratchers.
And their homesteads are all registered legal and proper in my office, Mr. King. There's nothing I can do about it.
Well, as long as there's only six or seven families, they stay down the valley close to Clear Creek. Guess I might as well let them stay.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you feel that way. I was...
Oh, excuse me, Dad. I thought that...
It's all right, Johnny. I'm Roy and I have finished the business.
Yes, of course.
Well, I'll be getting along.
Oh, by the way, Mr. King... Are you riding toward Cottonwood Canyon this afternoon?
I might. Why?
Well, after what happened last night, some of the nesters, I mean farmers, might, be careful.
I can take care of myself.
All right. Adios.
Kelly said you wanted to see me, Dad.
Yeah. What's this I hear about you courting one of those nester girls?
Well, I guess you mean Clara Afton. Her pa's a widower. Clara keeps house for him. You'll like her, Dad, even if her pa is a nester.
Johnny, I believe in young folks living their own lives. But I don't like nesters. And they don't like me.
Clara's different. She's
that where you're heading now, down to Clear Creek?
Unless you have something for me to do.
No, no, go ahead. I'm riding out to Cottonwood. Want to make sure no more of those sod-busting critters light up my range. I'll see you at supper time.
Sure, Dad. And before the week's over, I want you to meet Clara. Hi, Clara.
Hello, Johnny. I'm glad you came over. Did you hear about what happened last night? Chris Larkin's cabin was burned and they...
Yeah, I know. It was Turf Slaughter and some of Dad's line-riding crew, wasn't it?
I think so. I wasn't there. Oh, Johnny, if there were only some way to make your father and men like him understand...
Sure, I know how you feel, Clara. And I agree with you, but Dad's an old-time cattleman. He thinks...
That the world was created especially for his cows.
No, it's not that. It's just that, well, cattlemen and farmers have different ways of looking at things. Dad's not nearly as mean and inhuman as you think he is.
I'm sure he isn't. Oh, Johnny, the West is so big, so rich, and so good. There's room enough for everybody.
That's going to be part of our job, honey. Making Dad realize that. Say, would a kiss be out of the question right now?
Oh, Johnny... Won't it be wonderful when everyone learns that this country belongs to the people, no matter what they do?
Yeah.
They can live together and work together. There'll be no more blood on the land.
Gee, you sound like that friend of your pa's is always quoting the Bible.
True, Johnny. And if you and I can just be able to... Why, who's this coming?
Don't know. Looks like Kelly, Dad's foreman. Turf Slaughter's riding with him.
Hold.
Well, you gents out riding for your health?
No, Johnny. We come after you.
What's the matter?
Might as well give it to you straight. Your dad's been shot. Ambushed out in Cottonwood Canyon about an hour ago.
Dad? Shot? He's not...
Yes, he's dead, Johnny. From all the signs, it was a Nestor's bullet that killed him.
Johnny, I'm...
Is your father around, ma'am?
I... No. Pa's not here. He went hunting.
Went hunting, huh?
Clara, I'm going back home. I'll see you later.
Of course. I'm so sorry, Johnny. Please let me know if I can help in any way.
He'll let you know, all right. Come on, kid. Let's ride.
The following afternoon, Johnny returned to the little homestead on Clear Creek. Can I speak to your father, Clara?
He isn't here, Johnny. He didn't come home last night. I'm so worried.
Yesterday you said he went hunting. Did he say where?
Why, out by Cottonwood, I guess.
I see. My dad was murdered yesterday. Murdered by a nester.
How can you be sure of that?
He was shot in the back, killed by a round rifle ball from an old-fashioned squirrel rifle. Your pa's got one.
Johnny, how can you think that my father...
I'll talk with Kelly and Turp and the boys at the ranch. We all agreed that every nester on the Diamond D range must be off by tomorrow. Or we'll burn down your shacks.
You mean...
You heard me. You and your pa are no better than the rest.
Johnny, I can hardly believe you're saying this. With no more evidence than you have.
When your pa comes back, if he does come back, remember what I've said. I'm giving you a better break than you deserve.
But, Johnny, you can't do it. You can't push us off our land.
It's my land, Nestor.
We're staying right here, cowboy.
You've got till tomorrow at sundown.
Get it, boy.
Johnny.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had made camp in a wooded gulch near Cottonwood Canyon. It was late that afternoon when they noticed a small cave not far from their campsite.
We need fresh water, Tonto. The cave over there might have a spring in it. Undergrowth is thick near the entrance. Generally a pretty good sign of water.
Cave much thicker than we think.
That's
you, Isaac.
Someone back there.
Isaac Blake.
No, we're not who you...
I like where you are. Don't make a move.
It isn't necessary to hold
it. I can't see very well, but I can tell there's two of you. Now get your hands up. I've got you under my rifle sight.
Do what he said, Tonto.
Isaac said there was a posse on my trail. Well, you found me. But you won't live to tell anybody about it.
Act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now, to continue our story. Threatened by a rifle in the hands of a man they can hardly see in the cave's darkness, the Lone Ranger and Tonto played for time.
Don't start whispering any schemes, or
I just want you to be sure you know who you're killing. That's all.
Stay back there. Don't come any closer.
See, without seeing us, you can't...
Where did that come from?
Light in your eyes is liable to play tricks on you. Especially when we duck under your rifle sight.
An Indian? Oh, my leg. Don't touch my leg.
Watch out, Tonto. He may be injured. Bring him out into the light so we can see.
Yes. No, please don't hurt my leg.
He won't hurt you. There. Now, what's wrong with your leg?
Mask. I didn't figure that you were... Why, you're the same fellow who sighted us when Anson King's punchers burned Chris Larkin's house. How did you
That's
get...
That's a rather crude splint you have on your leg. What happened?
It was busted, I guess. Fell yesterday afternoon.
In this cave?
Oh, down the trail. About a mile from here.
Well, how did you manage to get this far?
Isaac Blake found me. Brought me here for a hideout.
Why should an injured man hide out?
Posse looking for me. Every puncher in the Diamond D ranch figures I dragged out their boss yesterday.
Diamond D? That's Anson King. Is he dead?
Yes, he is. But I didn't kill him.
You're a farmer, aren't you?
Name's Sam Aston. I've got a little place down on Clear Creek.
I see. And who's Isaac Blake?
Well, don't you remember him? He's the one who got shot. He said the Lord would wreak vengeance.
Oh, yes, yes. So Anson King has been murdered. All the homesteaders are under suspicion.
Yeah, me in particular. Because they say he was killed with a squirrel gun like mine.
You're innocent. The law will prove it.
Law? Law. You saw what happened to Chris Larkin. The only law around here is a cowpuncher with a .45.
You can't hide out forever. You need a doctor to take care of that leg.
Ike's bringing my daughter up here. She'll fix my leg. And we're going home to settle this thing once and for all.
Oh.
Fight fire with fire. Lead with lead. Isaac says it's in the Bible that way. An eye for an eye and a...
Strange you are. That won't solve anything.
Listen, mister. We'll be fighting for our homes. Homes are legally ours. And no cowpunch is big enough to stop us.
Oh, I've been so worried ever since Isaac told me this. Oh,
Jim. Who is he?
Don't worry, I. Don't worry. It's the same Jen who helped us before. Remember?
Sure.
What's going on down in the valley?
Oh, they burned out 4 more farms today. Hank Mercer, Childress, Dan Fisher, and Perry.
Dirty sneaker.
And Johnny King told me that we had till sundown, then they'll burn our place.
Johnny? He told you? And after the way he's been hanging around our farm for the last 3 months, shining up to you.
I hate him.
Yeah, two-faced polecat, just like his father. I wish I had killed Anson King.
The time has come, Sam, to rally the forces of Gideon.
May I ask a question?
You've got as much right as anybody else, stranger.
If you didn't kill Anson King, who did kill him?
What difference does that make?
Quite a bit.
I wouldn't put it past one of his own punchers.
That's exactly what Mr. Pomeroy said when I told him about it today.
Mr. Pomeroy?
Yeah, land agent. I told you he's the one who owes us money so we can get our crops planted.
I see.
Even though you're an outlaw, stranger, you helped us once. Will you lend your guns and your skill again?
Not my guns, but I may be able to help. Come on, Toto.
I wonder who he is.
Well, there's no way of telling, Clara. Besides, we've got a war to fight. Help me up.
Kimasabi.
I want you to ride over to the Diamond B, Toto. Johnny King is using all of his punches for a raiding party. You can join them without being noticed.
Silly big fella.
I want to know what they're going to do.
Me find out.
I'm going into town and have a talk with the sheriff. Meet me back here.
Moon Silver.
Get on the town.
I guess I should have told you I was in this territory. Think it was necessary.
Well, I'm always glad to see you. Any way I can help?
I suppose you know that Diamond D cowpunchers have burned down 4 or 5 farmers' homes today.
Yes, I heard about it.
Well, isn't the destruction of private property against the law in this county?
In this case, there are 2 sides to the question. The farmers are nesting on Diamond D range. But Anson King was dry gulched yesterday. I'm still looking for the man who killed him.
And if innocent people are killed in the meantime?
This is cowman country. You ought to know that.
Maybe it wasn't a farmer who killed Mr. King.
Evidence points that way. They all carry those long-barreled squirrel rifles. Nobody else uses them.
You know Vern Pomeroy, don't you, Sheriff?
Sure. He's the land agent. Got an office right next to the courthouse.
Good. Let's go over there.
I don't think Vern's around. I saw him right away less than an hour ago.
Well, that's even better. I want to examine some papers.
Examine them? Wait a minute. I don't know that it'd be exactly legal for me to let you...
I'm interested in justice, Sheriff. So are you.
That don't make sense, but... Well, come on. I'll let you into his place. I don't see how rustling through a land agent's private desk is going to help.
Yeah, this is just about what I expected.
What do you mean?
They're all like this. I know which way Mr. Pomeroy was heading when he left here.
Told me he was going to take a ride out to the Diamond D.
Good. That's where we're going, Sheriff. Come on.
Hold on. I got no reason to ride clear out.
I'll give you the reason when we get there. What did you find out, fellow?
Me here, Diamond D fellow say, burn farmer clear quick at midnight.
And there's still time to stop them.
Wait. If you're aiming to stop those cowpokes from the Diamond D, I'm telling you right now it can't be done. I'd need a posse of 50
men. Johnny King can stop them if we can reach him in time. It's almost midnight now. Ready, Tonto?
Be ready.
Hold, Silver!
Get him! Come!
And you're not going with us, Johnny?
No, Kelly. You and the boys go ahead and do the job. I've decided I don't want any part of Clear Creek, even to see it burn.
Well, you're the boss. Oh, say, Vern Pomeroy's here with us. Got any objections if he goes along?
I don't care who goes with you. Just get it over with.
Sure.
Come on, boys. Let's ride.
Maybe too late. None of the crew are around. Oh, wait a minute. There's a light still burning in the house.
Steady, big fella.
Wait here for me.
What the? Matt! No outlaw can walk in.
Don't reach for your gun, Johnny. I have some important news for you.
Who are you?
Never mind that. Here, look at these.
What are they?
Homesteader's deeds. I got them from the office of Vern Pomeroy, the land agent.
Messrs. Papers haven't got anything to do with me.
Look at these. There's a mortgage attached to every one of them. Pomeroy advanced all the farmers' money, and they mortgaged their claims for security.
What about it?
Look at the dates. Every mortgage is dated to expire tomorrow, providing the owners default their claim by moving off the property.
I don't understand.
The only man who could profit by something like that is Vern Pomeroy. The only way he could be sure they would leave was to start a range war. Start it with murder.
You mean that Pomeroy was the one...
I'd be willing to bet there's a squirrel gun instead of a rifle in his saddle boot.
Then it wasn't Sam Afton. Clara's pot. Say, Kelly and the boys are... They rode down there.
If you hurry, you can stop them.
Clara!
Come on!
She'll be...
Here they come, Sam. I can hear them.
Let them. Keep your sights up, boys. We'll get in the first round. Clara. You reload the rifles for us and keep down, out of the line of fire.
Oh, your leg is...
A game leg don't bother my trigger finger.
They're almost here, Sam.
Swing open the windows. Rest your guns on the sill.
All right, Sam.
Wait, Johnny! There's young Johnny riding up from the rear. And look, ain't that the mayor's outlaw riding alongside of him?
I thought that kid was on our side. Wait. Well, give him the first blast, boys. Let him have it.
No!
Rest, he'll be as good as new. Why don't you go in and see him, Clara?
I am.
Who is it?
Johnny.
Clara. What happened?
It's all over, Johnny. Several of the men were hurt. No one seriously except you.
I'll be all right. I mean, that masked man, did he...
No, he wasn't hurt. It was his shooting that kept it from being a massacre.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Clara. I didn't know until...
The sheriff explained everything. He arrested Vern Pomeroy, and Pomeroy admitted the murder of your father.
Gosh, I sure made a terrible mistake.
So did I. And I kept right on making it until I saw you and the masked man riding in front of all those men trying to stop the shooting. Then I knew.
Knew? Knew what, Clara?
Farmers can get along with the cattlemen, Johnny. The West belongs to all of us. We can live and work together.
Sure we can.
There'll be no more fighting. No more blood on the land.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated. Incorporated.